ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ.
ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ.
ಬಾಬಾ ನೆ ಹಮ್ ಬಚ್ಚೋ ಕೋ ಸಂಗಮ ಯುಗ ಮೇ ಏಕ್ ಸೂತ್ರ ಮೇ ಬಾಂಧಾ ಹೈ.
ಬಾಬಾ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಇನ್ ಒನ್, ಟು ಬಿ ಥ್ರೆಡೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಥ್ರೆಡ್.
ಬಾಬಾ ಸಾರೆ ವಿಶ್ವ ಕೆ ಅಂದರ್,
ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಬಾಬಾ ಇನ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್
ದುನಿಯಾ ಕಿ ಸ್ಥಾಪನಾ ಕರಾನಾ ಚಾಹತೆ ಹೈ,
is going to establish such a beautiful world in which our children's cooperation is definitely needed.
Jaise ek mala ke moti bikhar jaye,
but if one bead of the rosary, if it is
geet ki line yaad aati hai,
if it is separated,
toot gayi hai mala.
Just as there is a song that if one if the rosary is broken, then the beads all will be scattered.
Satyug mein bhi bahut harmony mein hum sabhi rahe.
So in golden age also we were all in harmony. That is why it is called the happiest world. It was called Rama's kingdom, and just as the copper is started, the rosary has broken, or we can say that the Maya has broken the rosary. So that is the reason all the souls have been scattered all over the world, some other places, and Baba has come to join all those scattered beads into one rosary. So that is why each and every child of Baba is the selected child. On each one's speciality, Baba has selected, and again we threaded in one rosary. So this is the rosary of love.
सहयोगी बन करके एक दूसरे के समीप.
सो दिस लव मेक्स अस टू कोऑपरेट अमंगस्ट वन सेल्फ एंड मेक अस केम नियर टू बाबा.
परिवार में भी,
और एल्स यू कैन सी इन टूडेज वर्ल्ड दैट इन वन फैमिली दे के नॉट बी इन वन, दे के नॉट बी इन यूनाइटेड. But here, from north, west, east, south, from all the four sides, Baba has made everyone united and threaded everyone in one rosary of love. So Baba gives the practical example in this confluence age. Sudhir Bhai just have said a beautiful example that the coal is burned, when the group of coals are burned, then they can help in boiling anything or making a gold also, but when one of the coal is separated, that coal is of no use, that piece of coal is of no use. So Baba has made everyone into one rosary in one gathering. If we get separated from this gathering, then what will happen to us? We become our igniteness will go away, our light will glow away.
Shreshth vibrations ka sahyog dene ke liye,
so to give the elevated vibrations to the world,
bahut hi avashyak.
We have to be in one gathering. So it is said in this world too, united we stand, divided we fall. If we are in the unity, if we are in the gathering, then we can stand up. But once we come in the parity of some religious caste feelings, then we get separated, then there is fall. And it is also said there is strength in the unity. which can make impossible into possible. Just as a flower, it is very beautiful, it attracts everyone. But when the same flower is arranged in a bouquet, then it will raise the beauty of the bouquet also. But when the same flower goes into the garden, in the garden of flowers, then the garden beauty also increases. In the same way, Baba says that this is the garden of Allah. And we all are children of practical flowers of this garden of Allah. And this is why slowly every Baba's child, Baba's roses, spiritual roses, are attracting everyone in the world with their spirituality. Each and every soul in this divine family is attracting each another and bringing them near to Baba. Along with that, many times a story is heard that once a person has put one so that all the flowers will come into his net. He spreaded the net so that all the flowers came into the net, but all the birds started flying with so much pressure that they caught the net with one fly, and they became free with that, free from that person's means slavery. So in the same way, with one strength, with only one strength, one cannot be liberated, means freed from the Maya's from the Maya. So in the unity, nothing is impossible, everything becomes possible. As Baba says always to us that children always be attentive, always keep attention for Maya. Because Maya definitely keeps forcing you. Which Maya will try to move the tower, pillar of your faith? Which Maya is that? Okay, it is five vices and one more, which, what is the Maya? Sometimes it comes as a body consciousness, sometimes it comes as an anger. So, with the anger, with body consciousness, naturally, that unity that has is established, that sweetness that has is established, that has been made, Maya will break it. Where there is work efficiency, that will be completely finished. So in today's Murli, Baba has said, the children, when you see into the world, when any sage or saint do some gathering or tell some stories, then the worldly people see that such a great saint is telling to us that how even the people who listen to them, in their eyes, attitude and actions, the body feeling is only there. So because of that, that will be temporary. And Baba says, you are all the full Brahmins, complete Brahmins. So transcendent, because yours is a soul conscious state. And with the soul conscious state, we are making this gathering powerful. We can make this family as an example in the whole world, that you can see that in the world, if there is a family of four families in one place, there will be so many fightings. There is no unity, but here there are lakhs of families, but due to the soul conscious state, we are near to each other. And this nearness, closeness, the more easiness we have, there will be more work efficiency. It is called as easy nature. In the world, people have so much complicated nature, it's very difficult to understand them. But Baba's children, nature is very easy. And due to the easy nature, we can be go along with each other. Baba said once that if we make the gathering powerful, for that we need three main things: love, cleanliness and spirituality. If we have spiritual love, if we have godly love, if we all see oneself in our original state, eternal state, eternal in the form as an imperishable soul, then our love will come into awareness. And the same feelings of love bring us close to each other. And the reason for being far in the world is because they do not have cleanliness. They have something inside and other thing outside. For that, the people in the world say as split personality. Sometimes they speak very beautiful words, but afterwards when someone find out the feelings behind it, then they will say that inside something, outside other thing. So it is not cleanliness. But in Baba's children, there is transparency. Whatever there is inside, the same is outside. So if we have such a cleanliness in our feelings, then we can get close to each other very easily. And third is spirituality. With the base of spirituality, it will increase. Our soul conscious will increase. Because of the ego, everyone are getting clashes amongst each other. Because they do not have the spiritual power. They don't even know what is the spirituality, spiritual power. That is why Baba says that on the basis of love, if you cooperate, if you become cooperate amongst each other, it is not that you are becoming cooperative amongst yourself, but your vibrations of cooperation will make the whole world cooperative with you. What cooperation does they give? What is the cooperation that they will offer? They will give the cooperation of spiritual vibrations. Because in this world, if we see, if there is no feeling in the, if there is some feeling in the human life, that is because of spirituality. If there is no feeling, that means there is lack of spirituality. They cannot become cooperative in between each other. So it is said that cooperation is the symbol of deities. and not cooperating is the symbol of demons. Once it is said in a story that the king Indra had organized one festival, one function, and he invited all the deities and demons in the same function, but he kept one condition that the food was of 36 varieties and everyone's hand was tied and food is kept in front of them. Demons thought that this is the idea of the Indra, that he want to show us down, he want to insult us. Because they don't have the feeling of cooperation amongst them. So they started pushing food up and down so that something came into the mouth and the whole place became dirty because of that. And once the total place has become dirty, they started going from there. So they thought that it is the plan of Indra. So we can just see that how we can just see that whether he the same discipline was there to tie the hands was there for the deities or not that he invited. So they observed that all the deities were eating with so much love and cooperation. Because the symbol of deities is giving cooperation and taking cooperation from that. Even the hands of them was tied, but they sat each other in front and they started offering food to the one who is sitting in their front. So with that, the unity was maintained and there was also cleanliness over there. Because in demons there was no cooperation amongst them, there was no love for them, each of them. That is the reason there was no cooperation. And they started shouting and they made the whole place dirty and they couldn't even eat the 36 varieties. So today's world you can see how it is. Everyone sees that I should not give this one cooperation. Because there is so much ego. They don't want to be cooperative for one another. They don't want to be loving for one another. And Baba has selected each of us as a jewel. He selected all the special jewels and kept everyone at one place and made everyone so lovable. Each one's cooperation, they can spread the same cooperative vibrations in the whole world. And with those vibrations, on the basis of that vibrations, we can also be responsible for making the whole world clean, vibrations clean. So Baba is making us children to do such a task that what vision has Baba for us. Because Baba know that in every child there are so many undivine virtues and there are so many weaknesses. But still when Baba make us study the Murli, then Baba praises us so much. He praises, he sings the praise of the children, Va children, Va. By singing the song as Va children, Va, he pushes the enthusiasm of every children up. By looking at someone, sometimes there is a feeling that on what basis has Baba selected this child? Maybe we couldn't see the specialty in particular one, but Baba has seen such a speciality in such souls and uplifted them and made them belong to him. And for that soul also there is a planning for Baba. There is a planning from Baba for that particular child. That is the reason Baba will definitely give the fortune for the service they offer. But we can see that sometimes we say that there is no virtue in this soul. But Baba has definitely seen some speciality in that. That is the reason he is belonging to Baba. And the children's part is such that Baba will definitely play the service part through that child. And the fruit of that service, the fortune will be offered to that child. That is why Baba says, Baba gives chance to everyone and we have to be such that we need to take a chance. If we stop taking chance that Baba has offered, then there is no mistake of Baba. There is no need to blame Baba for that. Because Baba has definitely offered us a chance. If that particular soul has not taken the chance and did not make fortune of themselves, then at last Baba will say that I definitely gave this chance and you had this specialty inside you. Based on that, you could have become very high in your status. That is why when Baba runs the Murli, from the beginning if we hear, Baba gives us a realization that child, you are this, you are such a child. And on the basis of realization, if the thing that was merged in us, if we make that speciality image, then we can be an instrument for that particular responsibility. And we can also make many other souls responsible for that special task. So, as it is said, so it's a garden of Allah and there are variety flowers in this. And every flower is spreading such fragrance, with that spiritual fragrance, Baba is transforming the five elements also. And even in the five elements, Baba is filling that cooperation. And along with that, Baba is making us dance in the with all the sanskaras, whatever may be the sanskaras. So that is why Baba said it's a pillar. So the pillar should be such firm that even one brick should not be removed from it. So everyone should have a feeling that I have to give power, I have to cooperate. When we have a feeling of giving, then we become strength, the strength will come from inside. If we stop giving cooperation, if we stop turning our face from each other, then what will happen? Then that brick will be separated from the whole pillar, and because of that one brick has been separated, the whole pillar will become weak. So this is why Baba has made a such a spiritual salvation army, so that inside this pillar, we all become protected from Maya and spread the love to the whole world. By giving the water of love, we can raise the all souls and make everyone eligible for the new world. In today's Murli, Baba said that children, sisters are rivers and brothers are sarovar, lake. Rivers means flowing rivers, and sarovar, a lake, means the one, stay at one place. Actually, when the river flows, it takes along all the dirty along with that. I heard one poem. There was a dialogue between one river and one lake. So the river says to a lake that you are the one who stay at one place, but I always flow. Then the lake said that river says that lake said that river flows from top to bottom and brings the all the dirt, and the lake is prepared with fresh water, and I come from, means the lake is digged and the water is, water will come up, right? So I come from down to up, and river will flow from up to down. Then the lake said that I always remain sweet and be useful for the people around me, and oh river, you always flow, and you become dirty and you are not eligible for drinking. But in a golden age, the rivers that flow, they all will be, the rivers will be devoid of that. So, as we can see, even flowing is good and also staying is good. There was such a dialogue between a lake and a river. I forgot few conversations between them, but there was a beautiful conversation, dialogue between lake and a river. So, as when I was listening to the Murli, Baba has selected a flow and also a stayed water, non-flowing water. And by dipping into the lake, one become an angel. And the one flow which flows, they are called as Gange, pure. The one makes everyone impure to pure. So both are elevated, none of them is less. So a river and a lake, both of them have to together to make this whole world a beautiful world to live. Om Shanti.
हम स्वर्ग धरा पर लाएंगे। हम स्वर्ग धरा पर लाएंगे, हम स्वर्ग धरा पर लाएंगे,
हम स्वर्ग धरा पर लाएंगे।
होगा जग में देवी रात, हर सर पे होंगे दो ताज, होगा जग में देवी रात, हर सर पे होंगे दो ताज, हम शिव की शान बढ़ाएंगे, हम स्वर्ग धरा पर लाएंगे, हम शिव की शान बढ़ाएंगे, हम स्वर्ग धरा पर लाएंगे,
हम स्वर्ग धरा पर लाएंगे,
हम स्वर्ग धरा पर लाएंगे, हम स्वर्ग धरा पर लाएंगे।